uncles did too. We were born on a mountain, raised the old-fashioned way. Some of that mountain wore off on me, some of that family tradition you see. The riverside comes out every now and again, 'cause I like a little country in my rock, and there's an NRA sticker on the back of my truck. I'm a hillbilly at heart, got a four-wheel drive, not a car. Soft spot for kids, good deer rifle, and a rebel flag on my arm. I'm a hillbilly at heart, proud American right from the start. And I'll be a rebel till the day I'm dead, 'cause I'm a hillbilly at heart. Our founding fathers would turn in their grave if they saw the state of our country today. We've been through it before, we will rise again. It's good old boys and their women who stick together to make a good living. They're the heartbeat of this country we call home. It's where the Jim Beam whiskey's made in the South, and if you don't speak the language, then get the hell out. I'm a hillbilly at heart. I'm a hillbilly at our glass, make a toast to the people who defend our country the most. They deserve more than they get paid for what they do. To the guy on the hill making good corn liquor, and the farmer in the field he grows our dinner. We're all cut from the same cloth through and through. Well, I like to hear my hound dog run. I'm gonna head to the woods with an old shotgun.
Visit us at www.podcastyourscene.com.
Yeah, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those are
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Woman, a bus, I'm on a hot seat pill. This is kids about my regrets and what I should have done differently.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, BuildTheScene.com, and 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri. This is episode number 410, and with me tonight is Six Bar Break out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. What's up, gentlemen?
Thanks for having us, man.
See, I told you you'd figure it out. So I was listening to your music a little bit, and I kind of get like a blues feel, but also some country and even a little bit of rock. And it's kind of hard to like describe where you are genre wise.
You know, I think we normally put it down as sort of a roots rock, you know, something that's got some influences from the South, you know, that's sort of a Black Crowes, Allman Brothers feel, but maybe some more country influences here and there as well. And, you know, Jason Isabel or Chris Stapleton, things like that, that we all have a real varying interest level in different bands, you know, different current bands, different bands from the past.
Well, since you brought that up, let's start off with that. If I was looking at your each of you individually at your music collections, what type of bands or albums would I see?
Ben, you want to go first?
Sure.
Yeah, man. You know, I think it's probably you know, a little bit of this and that. Sometimes I'm super into new stuff. You know, like Avenged Sevenfold. Sometimes I'm real into old stuff like Government Mule. My favorite concert last year was Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. That was down at the Meriwether Post Pavilion. That one was killer. So a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
What is it? Oh, sorry.
I'm the oldest out of the three kids there, and you know, I grew up listening to some of the 80s bands, the 80s metal, you know, Sabbath and, you know, Ozzy and Judas Priest and Iron Maiden and stuff like that. But, you know, the older I get, the more diverse I become, you know, in my musical listening and style. You know, I can go from, you know, some Al Di Meola to, like, me and Dave were talking earlier, like Pink or Eminem and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm not real set on my style of music. For me, it's, you know, whatever feels good and whatever sounds good.
I'm Dave. I'm the drummer. I tend to, my catalog is, I've got actually a couple thousand albums, but I roll from anywhere from Avenged Sevenfold to Rush, you know, bands with really prominent drummers, to actually a lot of jazz. A lot of my catalog is Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Oscar Peterson, things like that. Drummers who, you know, guys, musicians who have drummers that are just phenomenal, but they're not very pronounced in the music. So we're a little bit diverse.
So that brings a question that I have just for you.
Okay.
And you may not be familiar with them, but we'll try it anyway. So Peter Criss, Eric Carr, or Eric Singer?
I actually like Peter Criss.
I had a feeling that was going to be your answer. He seems the least technical of the three, though.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But I think he was, I don't know, I think he fit in better. I don't know if that makes sense. He seems, I don't know why, I like the stuff that he's on more. I guess that's the best way to say it. But
He also sings Beth the best.
Yeah,
well, that's true. Those live records were awesome.
Okay, so that was an oddball question.
That's okay.
This is a relatively new question. This is going to be, I'm going to say it's the third time, but it's going to be the second time the listeners hear it, because I actually recorded the next episode before this one. But if something was to happen after you guys are all gone and only one of your songs survives, which song would you want it to be and why? So it would be the one song that history will know of you.
That's a good question.
That's a good question. I'm going to leave it to sort of to Ben, because I'm the drummer. I'm the newest person in the band. And it seems like I have a new favorite song out of our catalog every month. So there's ones that every once in a while we pull out and I go, I've played this twice. It's now my new favorite song. So Ben writes pretty much all most of the music, all the lyrics. Honestly, for me, we just wrote a song called Falling Down, which is going to be on the next album. That is my new favorite song. That's the one that I want everybody to remember us by. But What's your thoughts, guys?
I think so, too. I think that's, of our songs, even though it's one of our newest songs, I think it's still one of my favorites that we've written.
And this is RT. You know, I got to agree with that. And also another one is Straight and Narrow, too, seems to be, you know, one of our mainstreams that people really like and listen to, like they enjoy listening to when we're out playing.
Totally. And that, so, that was off our last album too. So that,
I was
that one's already out there.
I was going to say, I think I have that one. We'll play that one. So I'm not familiar with the scene in Harrisburg. So I'm going to give you a chance, and probably some of my listeners aren't as well. I'm going to give you a chance to give us a feel for what the scene is like out there with this next question. One thing that you would like to change about the scene, and one thing that you love about the scene.
I would say that, you know, the thing I love about the scene is that there's a ton of venues that are all hosting music every weekend. You know, There's a ton of straight up rock and roll venues. There's a ton of wineries. There's a ton of bars. There's just, you know, whatever you want to go see, there always seems to be somebody playing all the time. I'm sure everybody always wants, you know, something you could change would be making it a little bit easier to work in the community sometimes, you know, where it always feels like it takes a lot of time to get all of the little things done for the band. You know, going out and throwing up posters, going out and visiting venues and stuff. It would be awesome if there was like an easier way to get the word out. I think if I could change one thing about the local scene, I always feel like there's a ton of Facebook groups and Instagrams and places that we can post, but it's just always hard to know where everybody just would actually like to see that information, you know, instead of blasting it out there like a shotgun. You know, if we could just have that one place, that one bulletin board in the middle of town where everybody looked at it and was like, oh, this is what's going on this weekend, instead of having 1,000 bulletin boards on every street of the town, where you never knew if anybody was going to see the information you wanted them to get.
It's funny that that's what you mentioned. We're working on a website, myself and a few other people, Build the Scene that I mentioned earlier. And that's the biggest thing. One of the biggest things that's going on in Pittsburgh right now is everyone's saying there isn't one place to go and find out. So our goal is to make that the one place to go and find out. I'm actually, there's a radio station on there as well that I will be featuring some of your music on.
Awesome. I would have to think almost anyone, like almost any town needs that. There's no cool way to get your gigs and your information out to what would be people who want it the most.
Cool. Anyone? I'm not sure who all answered that.
That was Ben.
Well, this is RT. You know, I have to agree with Ben on that. And, you know, another thing I'd like to add is, you know, there's a lot of great bands and musicians in the area also. And what we like to do is, like, we like to step out and co-gig with some of the other bands. You know, this way we can diversify our fan base and they can do the same. And we've met a lot of great guys, you know, doing this in the area. I think it's just a good opportunity for everybody, you know, like to share the stage.
Cool. Let's see. What's the big venue out there? What's the one that everyone wants to play?
I think the coolest venue is probably down in Lancaster right now, the Chameleon Club. There was another large venue in Harrisburg, but they're rebuilding it right now. There was a massive fire there last year, and it burnt down. So the biggest, closest venue is probably that one.
Yeah, I'd agree with that one, with that statement. There's two clubs in Lancaster. One's called Telus 360. One's called the Chameleon Club. They're both, I think the Chameleon Club's a little bit bigger, but that's definitely where more national acts and things come in. So... that's sort of the place that you, if you've gotten there, you've got the big show. So,
if you could open for any band that's touring nationally or internationally right now, who would it be?
You know, I would hope it'd be somebody who, you know, we could really get along with, you know, somebody who's in that straight up rock and roll or Southern rock vein, maybe like a Government Mule, somebody who where you could guarantee they were just going to burn it up on stage. They're just going to kill it.
I would say Blackberry Smoke.
Oh yeah, Blackberry Smoke. That's a good one.
Cool. How about tell me a little bit about the song Straight and Narrow, and then we'll take a short break and listen to that.
Perfect, man. Yeah, the Straight and Narrow is a song that I wrote several years ago. I always try to find some sort of personal or local inspiration, somebody I've met or seen or a story I've read for things. And, you know, that one's just about, you know, two people trying to get together. And it's just not always as easy as it could be. Sometimes you just got to put more time in. Sometimes there's not enough time to give.
Okay, so you're listening to Pennsylvania Rock Show with Six Bar Break. We're going to hear Straight and Narrow. I think we're going to throw a Doppler effect song in there. Maybe let's go with Sail Away. That's one I don't play very often. And we will be right back.
Raise my eyes in the morning, a soft light shining. I turn and see you lying there like a gentle fall covering the land. I live at my days. The best of times I've always been with you. You gave me life in our children. You gave me a song that's why I play for you. Someday sunrise in the morning, like a flower, we bloom together. Yeah.
March 24th, 2018 at the Empire Concert Club and Bar in Akron, Ohio is the second annual Rock for Dimes featuring the Velvmatics. For a great cause, because 100% of the proceeds from the Rock for Dimes show goes to the March of Dimes. So be there March 24th, 2018 at the Empire Concert Club and Bar at 1305 East Talmadge Avenue in Akron, Ohio for the Rock for Dimes. Doors open at 7, the show starts at 8. That's the Rock for Dimes, where fans pull together in the hopes of raising money as well as awareness for the March of Dimes.
Takes us through many other paths, and everyone wins.
Hey, it's Bill. You're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 410. With me is Six Bar Break from Harrisburg. If you're just tuning in, we just got done playing their song, Straight and Narrow. We learned a little bit about the Harrisburg scene and a little bit about the band. And I'm going to do that cliche question now and ask them to tell me what the meaning is behind their band name.
Definitely. We wanted something that was unique, you know, because it's so hard to pick a band name that people can find that hasn't been used before. So we just tried to think of words that went together that no one had put together or that people wouldn't think to put together first. And we ended up on Six Bar Break, you know, that you had been out all night. You had made it through the first five, but you got to the sixth bar and you determine it may be time for a break.
Had any embarrassing moments on stage that you'd like to share or not like to share that maybe your bandmate will share for you?
Oh my God. Archie had the best. We were down at this place outside of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. We rolled in there with one of our favorite bands to play with at the time, called Single Barrel, who's like another, like a Southern rock sort of band. So it was a cool fit. We had known these dudes for a long time. They got the show started. We switched over, you know, after the first set and got set up. And then about halfway through that first set, RT went to switch basses, from a four to a six string for a couple songs that he plays, the six string bass on. And when he did, the engineer who was mixing that night muted him and then went to the bathroom. And so the amps were still on stage. So on stage, there was still some bass volume happening. But something was so different and we couldn't put our finger on it right away. And by the time we figured it out, that dude was walking back out from the bathroom in time to, you know, unmute RT in like the second verse or something of that first song that we needed. That same night, not long after the I'm going to mute and go to the bathroom incident, there was also he turned off my monitor so I couldn't hear myself playing or singing anymore. And every time Dave asked him to turn his monitor down a little bit, he would just turn it up. I can only consider the perfect storm of horrible stage antics, the stage stuff going on that night. I gave strong consideration to running over my guitar when I left there.
I couldn't hear out of my left ear for like a day.
Yep. It was perfect.
So he was a venue supplied sound man?
He was venue supplied. They had their own, you know, their own sound system. They had a sound man, and we had played another venue near there a couple weeks before. And the guy at that venue was like, "Oh, cool. I'm going to be doing sound that night too. You know, a couple weeks in the future at the venue you're playing at." I'm like, "Awesome." And then we got there that night and that dude was sick. And we got this other guy, who gave us the worst ride ever.
If you could pick any venue in the world to play in, and I'm going to eliminate one from you because this one comes up a lot. You're not allowed to say Red Rock.
So you said the world?
Yep, anywhere in the world.
Wembley.
Yeah, that's a good one. Someplace big, you know. Gotta go all the way.
That definitely fits that bill.
Yeah. You know. The Isle of Wight.
How did you guys become a band? Like, how did the pieces fall together?
Oh my God, it was so much luck. RT and I had played together. We found each other on Craigslist. They were looking for a bassist and a vocalist. So I went over and met with them and tried out, and we started to rock out a little bit. And the band just didn't end up gelling. We all had conflicting schedules and just couldn't get together all the time. It was, you know, just it was a super fun thing to do. And everybody was friends and it was cool to get together and do it, but it felt like we were starting over a lot. So eventually I asked RT if we could, you know, do something else where instead of playing a couple originals and a bunch of covers, we could just start a band where we played all songs that I had written in the past, or you know, was going to write. I had enough originals at the time that we could do a handful of sets, you know, two or three sets worth of material, and just get something together. And he was into it, so we started looking for a drummer to fill out the trio, you know, sort of just a straight up rock trio. We did not find Dave at first. We went through a series of unfortunate stops and starts before we landed on Dave 2.5 years ago now, I would say. It's been a while. You know, and since then we've had the same lineup and have just been sort of plowing forward, you know, making videos and kicking out albums and playing wherever we can, getting gigs lined up.
They went through more drummers than Spinal Tap.
That's bad. It's bad drummer stuff going on.
Every show I expect to explode or just disappear.
I can say the longer we go on, the more we have a sound that wouldn't have been any particular one of us. You know, that it's a combination of having the three of us together and not just of writing or bringing instruments together to, you know, to make a song. It's the three of us influencing each other and changing the way we play, changing the way we write. It's especially visible when we go out and do maybe like a toned down acoustic gig where it's just me and RT or just me and Dave and one third of the band is missing. And you can tell how much we play off of each other when that one part isn't there. It doesn't even have to be the same part. There's always, that you can always tell.
Are there any bands that you guys play with that you would like to talk about and maybe throw them a bone, so to speak?
You know, I think that there's a couple bands we've played with a lot over the years. We've got lately, I guess, in 2017, the band we played with the most was actually the Suicide Puppets, where we got hooked up doing a couple charity events with them, and then it just turned into a thing where Six Star Break and the Suicide Puppets just kept having gigs together. It was awesome. So they were super cool. They are very heavy.
No sense at all. We're like blues rock. They're industrial metal, but our fans love each other, and so it all works out.
We actually did a charity event last year for the employees at Tubby's that were, you know, going through some hard times after the fire and stuff. So they had this lineup.
That was the place that burnt down.
Yeah. So we had this lineup where the first three bands were heavy, you know, industrial rock, heavy metal rock. And we're all looking at each other going, I don't think we fit in this genre here tonight. So we got up on the stage and we did our thing. Like, Ben, we're going through our whole repertoire going, oh yeah, we can't do this. Let's do this. We're going to change this song. So we tried to do like the majority of the heaviest songs that we had. And by the time we got off there, these guys were inviting us to all these charity events. And, you know, they're like, hey, we'll open for you here if you open for us here. And it was like, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was great. It was awesome. That night, I know when we all rolled in and we were sandwiched in the middle of that lineup, and they had a couple shows going on at the same time to help raise money for the employees after that venue burnt down. So, you know, since they were all job hunting and stuff. So we were helping with that. And some of the other venues were just like straight up rock venues and that sort of thing. So we got there that night and it was like heavy metal, heavy metal, heavy metal, Six Bar Break, heavy metal, heavy metal. And we're like, this is an awesome lineup. It's strange to be sandwiched right here in the middle, but it turned out real good. And we, you know, we met a lot of awesome musicians that night, made a bunch of cool friendships that have really endured since then.
So would it be safe to say that you guys were the break in between?
Yeah,
we were right in the middle. We were the break.
I think we were the third band break that night.
Yep. 5 to 7 bars in.
I think I have two more questions for you guys. If you can hang in there just a little bit longer for me. If you had to pick, one, the person that has been the most supportive of you as a musician over the years, who would it be?
Gotta be the ladies behind Six Bar Break, right? The wives and girlfriends. They're the ones who support us the most. At the very top for sure. I would have to say a strong second behind them though is the ladies from PA Musician Magazine, Rachel Rocks and Robin, Eva Jim. They're always getting the word out there about us, and we see them about town all the time. And every now and then our picture shows up in the magazine.
And the last question, well, I guess I have two more. I'll just keep adding.
It's okay.
If I can't help you guys with this one. Usually when I ask this one, I can help. But if you were to build a super band from your area, who would be in the band? What band are they currently in? And what genre would they play? Now, the key here is you're managing the band, so you're not allowed to be in it.
You know, there's those guys we know that are in like a million bands.
Yeah, those people.
I would love to put like all of them together. That where they could just, it could just be every one of them. There's so many cool dudes that end up with like two of them in one band and one of them in another band and that sort of thing around here. The guys in Can't Be Saved. The guys in Nothing Man, the End of Silence, the Short Bus guys, like just some sort of gigantic super group where, you know, there was two drum sets and like five guitarists on stage. Be like a
so you
too much to handle, that sort of thing.
So you need to build a bigger venue. And I think you just came across
right.
the band name. too much to handle. See, I'm giving you a shot to give shout-outs to all these people, and you're just naming their bands.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool musicians around here that we end up interacting with. The community's pretty strong in the Harrisburg area, so it's awesome. You know, the amount of bands that we've gotten to share the stage with have been really cool, and the amount of stuff coming up this year is just as awesome.
Hey, so here's the last question. It may be the most important. Can you tell the people listening where to find your music and where to find you online?
Oh, definitely. You know, no matter what social network you look at, you can always just search for Six Bar Break. We will come right up. Sixbarbreak.com is where we keep all of our latest videos, all of our mailing list stuff. If you want to be kept up to date when we're going to be in your town, the next time we're going to play, when new albums drop or cool new merch, the information is always right there. Six Bar Break on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on YouTube, sixbarbreak.com.
That's an easy one. It's spelled SIX though, not the number, right?
You got it.
Okay. Let's make sure we specify that. So once again, and this has been Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 410. Featured tonight was Six Bar Break. You heard their song Straight and Narrow. Make sure you go to sixbarbreak.com to check out some more of their music and find out where they are playing. Speaking of that, do you have any shows coming up?
Totally. We got a St. Patrick's Day show right downtown in Harrisburg at the Capitol Gastro Pub. So that is our next gig, and it should be killer.
Make sure you check us out next week on the Pennsylvania Rock Show when we have Transcendence. That is March 16th release date. And then we're going to follow that up with Diesel Beast out of Texas, just kind of a metal band. See, you guys are sandwiched again. Transcendence right after you is a metal band. And then we'll follow that up with Diesel Beast, also a metal band. And Six Bar Break in the middle is a break between what we did last week and those two metal bands.
Perfect. Love it.
Thanks for having it.
Thank you for being on.
Hit me when my heart's not broken. The secret if it's never spoken. Your cracked lips, useful hips, black eyes, calloused fingertips. like this. Make up from the breakup with a half dead kiss. And if no one knows, no one ever really knows. Our love broke down so long ago. You gotta run, run away. Get yourself out, girl. Get away. Make it if you're holding on. You can run.
Strong. hold you long.